It is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
And it is.
Here's the good news.
A midweek installment of Not Necessarily the News.
Not necessarily the news.
Getting more and more reliable with each passing day.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Well, let's find out. Hey, our Hank Facebook Livers. You guys have some fun. Well, late in the show yesterday, it was the news that came out that RIP to Mr. Robert Redford.
The winner is Robert Redford.
You want to die?
Do you?
You jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim.
You're in violation of secure communication procedures, Condor.
Listen, I'm telling you, I came back with lunch and it was raining and the whole house was murdered. Everybody is dead.
Bernstein, listen, it goes all the way to Stans.
What are you talking about?
It goes all the way to Stans. He gave the check to Stans for the committee to reelect.
That last one, all the president's men, as of course, being a tremendous actor, maybe even more accomplished as a director when it came down to it. Oscar winner in that regard. And he did that in 1980. For Ordinary People, but passing away, Robert Redford there in Sundance in Utah at the age of 89. Of course, a large outpouring and a guy that affected the industry and was one of those certainly heartthrob trendsetters back in the day. And then in the decade after that. And then the decade after that. Robert Redford.
Oh, my goodness. So we are very, very lucky to have caught up with 47 yesterday because the Don had some big, big problems heading into London. Did you hear about this?
No.
The air traffic controller off the coast of Long Island in New York went into panic mode.
Not good.
When he noticed that a Spirit flight heading into Boston was on the same path as Air Force One. The pilot was given strict instructions to descend and turn right 20 degrees.
Yeah.
Not once, but a few different times. The air traffic controller eventually told them to get off their iPad, pay attention, and keep an eye out for the blue and white plane because he might know who it is.
Yeah.
A rep for Spirit says safety is always their top priority.
Well, I'm sure that... That pilot had a really good day, and air traffic control did too. Dr. Phil's Merritt Street Media bankruptcy case started yesterday in Dallas court, so we'll keep you keep you up to date on that.
So dumb.
Well, maybe. And also bad news, you were just talking about Publishers Clearing House. So Publishers Clearing House, famously the sweepstakes that if you couldn't get the lottery in the 80s, this is what you did.
There was always Ed.
Yeah. And actually, you know, that's kind of like a Mandela effect because Ed McMahon was never with Publishers Clearing House. He was with the other one that was exactly like it. But for some reason, we just all associate that. But they're gone anyway. Publishers Clearing House is officially bankrupt and closed down, which means all of those winners that had the forever checks that would still to this day show up, the checks have now stopped coming.
Well, I mean,
just like Ed, as we found out.
I guess I'm glad I never won.
See?
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't even have met Ed McMahon, too.
I know.
Unless it was the other off-brand.
And I'd have to be on Star Search.
Well, there is that. Beyonce. You'd found a way. You'd have found a way.
The Professor is going full McConaughey with his new book. Speaks about it.
Yeah.
As only he can. Mm-hmm. Let's just listen in because it is so juicy.
It's a book, by the way, about poetry.
Poems and prayers.
Yeah.
Sorry. Because you get both.
Cue the McConaughey.
So I found myself getting a bit cynical, having a bit of doubt. Too much doubt more doubt than I was comfortable with in life. I'm looking around at the facts. I'm listening to the news. I'm looking at a lot of our leadership. And I'm seeing a lot of reasons not to believe. Not finding enough things to believe in.
Yeah.
So instead of looking at the evidence and the facts of the world, I said, look, let's go to dreams. Let's go to ideals, poetry, and prayers, and see if we can maintain the faith in those and bring those down and make those a reality.
I have no idea what he just said.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He could also be busy starring as the King of Kens in the next Barbie movie. His latest flick is called The Lost Bus. That will be in theaters on Friday. And then there's Poems and Prayers. So do with that what you will.
He would, McConaughey would become the King of Kens.
Yes. I mean, he's not wearing a shirt half the time. I mean, he fits the
I'm not up for the role, evidently. Okay. Well, congratulations. It was the premiere last night of Dancing with the Stars.
So famous, all these stars.
Yeah. I'm scanning to find one. Oh, actually, with the lowest score, it is notable. Nobody, of course, went home last night. That, I guess, happens tonight. I'm not sure. Doris would know. Corey Feldman ended up getting a 9 out of a possible 20.
Oh.
Which is one of the lowest scores in Dancing with the Stars, certainly premiere history. Corey Feldman of Goonies fame, and who reportedly is getting paid, all of them, for rehearsals in the first 2 weeks, $125,000. That's what they get paid.
That's almost like a job.
They could earn almost $295,000 for winning the whole season.
I mean, that's good. I mean, these people could probably normally never afford dance lessons.
That's more money than Corey Feldman has seen since 1987. So go get them.
So, KB, we know that you are a trendsetter once again as Billy Ray Cyrus and Liz Hurley trying to steal your thunder.
Yeah.
Insiders say he's going to marry Liz Hurley, the supermodel, and then maybe add some babies to the equation. Now, they've both got grown children. They're 64 and 60, so this probably will not be happening the old-fashioned way, but they are big believers in adoption. This will make for quite a scene at Christmas because he's already got 6 kids. She's got her son, Damien. He's an adult as well and just as pretty as his mom. So that's where that's headed.
Well, there you go. It sounds sounds like we have a lot of competition.
So romantic.
For your wedding attention this particular
I'm
holiday
sure he's
season.
Available
Thank
to
you.
See.
Good night.
Yeah,
don't
probably hire him for it. And then finally, according to multiple reports yesterday, Kim Jong-un and North Korean authorities have recently now banned a variety of words for, quote, being too Western.
Oh.
Including the word pizza, which is not English. But anyway.